Hey there, KMA Land. This next 3 minutes or so is what we call the Double X Factor, and it's a creation by Spencer Williams and myself, Sandy Edie Hansen. We choose a personal growth topic each week and then dive in to share what we learn. This week, the topic is what to do when you're looking in from the outside at a bad relationship. Now, each segment this week is probably going to come with a big old disclaimer. If you know someone that is a victim of physical abuse in a relationship, you owe it to that person to do what you can to intervene in a way that helps them. As I often remind people, though, emotional abuse can have much deeper wounds than physical abuse. So, being a safe port in that kind of a storm for someone is key to helping them. That doesn't mean you tell them what to do. It means being there for them as a safe person. Now, it's super common for victims of abuse to blame themselves. There is embarrassment and shame for having allowed themselves to arrive at this point in their relationship. But abuse rarely happens right up front in any relationship. If it did, most people would leave right away. Abuse is a slow turning up of the temperature of the anger. And just like the frog that jumps out of the boiling water, if you turn it up quickly, that same frog will hang around and be boiled to death if you turn up the heat slowly. Abusive relationships often start out with tons of adoration and then slowly chip away at the victim's sense of self. Now, a statement like, "Why doesn't she just leave?" is not a helpful question, but most of us will leap to this kind of questioning to try to find our own sense of safety. As if bad things will never happen to us. Surely this victim is doing something wrong that we could avoid and never be abused. We think, well, I'd never put up with that. But I'm here to tell you, the person who finds themselves in an abusive or bad relationship thought that same thing before it happened to them. And don't fall for the misconception that only weak individuals find themselves in abusive relationships. Gaslighting, manipulation, brainwashing, threats, and other forms of emotional abuse erode the victim's sense of worth. They can come to believe the lie that they deserve the abuse. It can be very easy to view yourself as bad or broken in some way, but it's never, ever the victim's fault. Never. The antidote to victim blaming is empathy and compassion. Advice giving when we're looking from the outside in on a bad relationship is super tempting. We want to fix it or save it or show our own level of intelligence by telling someone else what they should do. This is almost never helpful. So, what are we supposed to do when we witness someone in a bad relationship dynamic? Listen, sit with them, be there for them with compassion. Blaming victims rather than the abusers is how people try to find their own sense of control over their own safety. Interestingly, this is how abusers retain power. They blame the victim. Now, Spencer's going to be here tomorrow with more insights on this fairly heavy topic, so don't miss that. And I'll be back on Friday with more. Till then, later!